What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every week, and we talk about stuff that be on our minds, stuff that we seeing, fathers, yep. Stuff that we coming from a father's point of view, a black man's point of view, a family man's point of view, a well-rounded, respectable man's point of view. All right?
Damn right.
Damn right. We usually start this out. You good, Goose?
I'm good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me do my check-in.
I do have something to get off my chest.
You though. Do? So I we do. Started off, it looks pretty consistently something that we're going to get off our chest. And stuff be on our chest because we older, and that's what happens.
Y'all, your boy had a panic attack.
You had a panic attack?
Man, something happened. But it wasn't last night, it was the night before. We're in the house, I'm in the living room, and I'm on the floor, I'm trying to do a little workout, you know, I'm on my back doing some sit-ups or whatever. Yeah. And I smell this burnt rubber smell, right? I'm like, what is this?
I'm thinking. I was going to say toast. I'm like, that's a stroke.
No. Hold up. So, I
was like,
yeah. So I looked that up and
a burnt rubber smell. Though.
A burnt, you start smelling things and it says something about a stroke, but toast. And I'm like, oh, it ain't toast. So then I remember skunk. And I remember seeing a skunk around the neighborhood at night just running around. So I'm like, oh, it must be this.
It do be smelling like a burnt rubber sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm in the house. And this smell got so strong. I'm like, man, the AC motor, the rubber on the motor must be, like, it's strong. Mm-hmm. Mel was like, what is that smell?
Oh.
So it
so
got.
Even she smelled.
Yes.
All right, I was getting worried. Like, no. I thought only you smelled.
So she started smelling it. Yeah. So, and that made me feel better, too. I'm like, okay, so you smelled it, too. So, and our gas bill has increased. So I'm thinking we had a gas leak, right? But I was like, this is not a gas smell. So my mind is going crazy thinking about that because the heat is on. Is it the carbon monoxide? Is it not being fluted out? All type of stuff. I step outside and the smell is even stronger. I mean, crazy strong. So I'm like, damn, what is and how is it getting in the house like this?
Yeah,
so thick.
That bad.
I'm laying down, and I wake up. My head is spinning. My feet are pins and needles. And I get up, and I'm like, whoa, I'm dizzy.
Dizzy.
Man, I run to the front door. I open it up, and I yell, Mel, get out. I'm thinking.
Out the house?
Out the house. I'm like, Mel, come here.
My feet tingling. Get out the house.
I'm thinking. I'm like, man, we all going to wake up dead.
Well, if I wake up dead, I'm going to be mad in a mug.
We all about to wake up dead. So, Mel, she's tired because she just flew back in. And she comes to the room. I'm going to come to the front like, what? What's going on? I'm like, my feet are tingling. She's like, are they asleep? I'm like, no, it's a different feeling. She was like, I'm going to bed.
Why you telling us to get out of
there? I'm thinking I'm dying, man. But
so they need to get out
there. Man.
The dead body gonna reek. Y'all need to be in here. Get out.
But I really thought it was the gas, not the carbon monoxide is not leaving the house. And you know how people
wake up
dead?
They don't wake up dead. They just die. But you thought it was the...
Then you wake up dead. Though. Like,
you wake up in heaven or hell,
damn,
I guess.
I died.
It's like, what happened?
I don't woke up dead.
Little Satan like, I've been expecting you.
Hey.
Man, I knew I shouldn't have stolen grapes.
Oh, man. So. So. That happened. Mel went back to bed. I couldn't go to sleep. And I'm taking deep breaths. I'm checking my heart because I'm feeling
were
like.
Were you short of breath?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I don't know what what was happening. I think me thinking that smell was gonna put us to rest and
shock
in our sleep.
You out of your sleep at the wrong time. Man, and you just went into a frenzy.
Something jumped off. All right, now remember what I said about this skunk.
Yeah.
We get up in the morning, me and the baby getting to go to school, pull out the driveway, started. Damn, dead skunk. Literally, you pull out the driveway, start going up the hill. The neighbor's house, in between the neighbor's house and the other neighbors, there's a skunk. He had to die in the neighbor's pool because he's like drenched wet.
Ugh.
And he's just.
Where'd you see him?
In the street.
Oh, so they done.
They threw him out in the street.
Dirty.
I'm talking about he like this. Balls up. I'm just like, dang, that's what it was.
Sunbathing with no sun. Skunk is out there wet.
I don't know what's the purpose behind a skunk. How they look, benefit the ecosystem.
God don't make mistakes. But this one time,
man,
what's purpose of a skunk?
I don't know what's happening. This smell, man, messed me up. I had to get that out of my chest. I hate skunks. I wish they all would just stay in, well, you know what? I was about to say in their own environment, but we done
it.
Yeah,
we in it.
We up the hills, right, all up in there. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Man, I hate skunks.
Yeah, I don't mind skunks.
That smell is crazy.
I don't mind skunks. You know, they don't smell unless they spray.
Mm-hmm.
It could have got attacked or something killed it and busted that sack.
I think because the neighbor's dog was going crazy.
Oh, yeah. He probably
I think
got
that
hold
skunk
him.
Got in that water and he was maybe swimming to the other side. The dog came to that side and he drowned in that water and was like, tsh, and just sprayed.
Let loose.
Let loose.
Because I actually rode. So this is when I was in Kentucky, still living there. It's summertime. I'm driving down this road. It's like dark, no street lights. It's like a bypass almost. And somebody in front of me must have just hit this thing, this skunk.
Oh.
Because by the time I can see the dead body, so I'm driving, so my tire is going to go under the truck. Like my tires are going to miss it. But as I get close enough, I see the street is wet. Mm-hmm. And that was like I don't know what the sack is, the bladder that releases that, the gas, that smell. Anyway, it's summertime. My windows was down.
Ooh.
Rolled through it. I mean, I smell it instantly.
Ooh.
To the point I got nauseous. And it's basically, that's what happens to animals. Like, the smell is so bad, it makes them sick to where they can't. I had to turn around, go home. I pull up to the house, and I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, you got to come outside. She comes outside. She's like, what does that smell? Like, it's just from me driving through it. It's on me. It's in my hair, clothes. I'm nauseous. It felt like I needed to throw up, but I couldn't.
Mm.
Inside of the truck, smelled bad. I had to leave the windows down, spray Febreze all up in it, all kinds of stuff. Left the windows down overnight. My clothes, I think I got rid of the clothes because I couldn't get the smell off.
That's what happened to me, man.
Your feet was tingling.
My feet was tingling. Mel was like, did you get up too fast? I was like, no.
Mel was
and
mad,
why is
boy.
My feet tingling? And I'm asleep.
Mel was mad, boy.
She was like, what? I'm going to bed. I'm thinking, I'm in the room. I'm like, she don't even care about me. I'm hoping about
she
to
about
die.
To pop the trunk on you.
But the house that we're renting, it's an old house. So it's those single pane windows.
Oh, yeah.
The draft gets up underneath everything. Yeah.
Man, is there a crawl space under it?
It hit me hard.
You on a slab?
I'm on a slab, yeah.
Man, yeah, that's.
And that's what I'm like, man, this dang skunk is in this house.
Yeah, it can't be under it, is it? The carbon monoxide man, skunk, man.
I was going crazy in there, man.
Hey, I'm sorry you had to go. Woo. Getting woke up at the wrong time, that would ruin. I've had this headache. Since not last night, night before last.
Uh-huh.
And that's Wes got me worried. I don't like headaches because I don't get them in much.
Mm.
Plus, a lot of people don't know this. One of my biggest fears is aneurysms.
Oh,
like, you know how people scared of heights? People scared of water, whatever. My fear is aneurysms.
You ain't going to see that coming.
Yeah, they just be happening.
A guy from my high school died from one of
those. It just be random.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is this? Why I got this headache? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you can take, you know, some medicine. No, I want to know why it's hurting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want it to leave. Like, this morning when I woke up, it was like, I took two, what did I end up getting? Bayer, I think. Mm. Yeah, because that's like an anti-inflammatory and stuff. I took two. I took one at 7:30. I took another one at like 11:30. And as soon as I took it at 7:30, it went away. Mm. Like, I was like, all right, cool. And then it was still lingering a little bit. Like, I tell something was going on up there, but it was like pretty much gone. And then before I went to bed, I took another one. And then this morning, like right when I woke up and right before I like set up, it was like sharp pain. I was like, dang, it's back. And then it went away like shortly after I got up. I was like, all right, but now it's back. It's happening again. It's happening when we shot Bald and the Beautiful, because Angel was like, did you have it during the podcast? I'm like, yeah, the whole time.
Dang.
Anyway, I don't like this. But that's type of stuff to be like, you would like wake me up and have me like, you know what I'm saying? But on panic attacks, because I thought I was going to have one, and maybe that was a panic attack. I'm not a scholar on it or anything. Mm. But it's usually something from what I've seen, it's usually something with the breathing.
Oh.
Like shortness of breath, like feel like you suffocating or can't breathe.
Yeah.
And then one, like you was feeling like something's wrong and can't figure out what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if something was on fire and you can't see the fire, yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like that type of thing. It could be different forms of it. I don't know. But back, 2018? Back when I thought I was going to have one, because I'd be laying down at night just like, mainly the mornings was the worst part. Waking up like, wait, am I about to have a panic attack? And it was almost to the point to where I thought I wanted to have one, because I thought it'd be like a relief, because so much was going on. But anyway.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad you're good.
Boy's almost out. Almost woke up dead. Oh, you mentioned your worst fear. I'm going to have to mention mine.
Go ahead, yeah.
Mine is waking up and like somebody standing above me, like specifically attacking me, like in my sleep.
Yeah.
It's just one of my partners, he went to sleep. This happened months ago. He went to sleep. He kicked one of his renters. He's renting a room. He kicked one of the renters out the house. Renter comes back, stabs him like 7 times in his sleep. He wakes up to a dude stabbing him.
Oh, hell no. What?
Bro, when he told me that,
it hit me
up. But I'm like,
God dang.
Right above my bed, it's a knife. Like,
did he break
long.
In? Did he still have a key or something?
How did he say he got back in the house?
Because I kicked somebody out, I'm changing everything.
No, he ain't changed everything. Matter of fact, I think.
Somebody else let him in?
No, I think, was it his mom that let him back in? Somebody, he walked up in there, and he might have had a key.
He's good, your friend good?
Yeah, he lived, but he stabbed him all up on his side. He said he woke up, and I'm like, ah!
What the hell?
Yeah, man, I say the smallest noise will wake me up.
Really, but, it don't.
Man!
Hey!
McKinley will wake up.
Help me shake your daddy.
McKinley will be right here in my face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for school, Dad. I'd be like, oh my goodness.
Kids are scary. I don't care what nobody says. Yeah. Kids are eerie and scary. That's why they make scary movies out of them.
Boy, that baby could walk right into the room, in and out, without me knowing. But I swear I'm Mr. Detective. Like, you ain't creeping up on me.
Anything used to wake me up. It's moments now, but I used to be extremely light sleeper. Like, I would hear the neighbor's car door close.
Oh, damn.
And wake up. But now it's like I go in and out. Like, I just be knocked out sometimes, and other times I sleep light. But one of the scariest things that I don't like about kids, specifically with Amar, like sometimes they'll wake up in the middle of the night and they won't get in the bed with us. The scary thing with Amar is he'll walk real slow. And upstairs, you know, it's all hardwood floor, right? So it creaks a little bit.
Yeah.
So you can like kind of hear footsteps a little bit. And he'll walk. I'm talking about his bedroom door to our bedroom door is, I would say, 10 feet away, if that. It's like from our door to his door, like, because his door is catacorner. It's like around the little corner, catacorner. Mm. And he will start there, and it's like.
Oh. So you hear that first one, like, is that?
Yeah, so I'm.
Oh, that is. Oh, it.
So you know me, I got my hand on the nightstand drawer. Because I think it's the quiet noises that be waking me up. Last time, I'll probably sleep through. Somebody throw a brick through the window, I probably won't hear it. But let them take their shoes off and try to sneak. That toe popping, I'm going to wake up. But he'll walk, and it'll get closer and louder. Finally, I'll be like, this boy best pop around this corner while I'm messing up all this drywall. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And finally, I see his little, like a little piece of his body. Then he'll stop. Right, because, you know, it's like a little ledge, like it's our door, and then it's like a little ledge, and he'll stop right there.
Oh, they're all a little scared.
I'm like, Amar. Huh? Boy, come here. Like, it's like be this scary, because you wake up to...
I know.
Man. Like, if it's somebody in the house, I don't want to give them a warning that I'm about to shoot them.
Yep. That's how I do. I be trying to wake up, just peek my eye over, like, I don't want them to see me move.
I want to know their full intentions before I do something.
I'm laughing so hard because my dad snores like erupting volcano. We would come in the house as kids. High school, man, we'd sneak back in the house or sneak out the house or whatever, whatever. But you had to go down them stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the slightest kill. Get back in bed. And you like, what the hell? But his snore would be so loud. So we ended up figuring out if we literally run down the stairs.
Woo, 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 loud.
He would not go to, I mean, he would not wake up.
Because that's all normal noise.
It's normal noise. Then the alarm system that dee-dee-dee, open the door, dee-dee-dee, here, wake up. Just that little dee-dee-dee. And then, you know, me with my hands, I end up disconnecting. Because the alarm never, it never was operating. It would just beep when you open the door. So me just that's taking the
black,
wire
that's
out.
Typical black family.
Yeah, man. Anyway, we on a whole nother little
now, hold
tent.
On. Go ahead. Because my parents were snoring too. That's how I would sneak out.
Yeah.
I memorized the parts of the floor that was going to creak.
Ah.
And the steps.
Yeah.
So that being their tag team of the snoring.
Yeah.
So that's when I would move. And then if I knew I was going to leave out, what I would do is during the day, like, you know, it'd be 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever. I'd act like taking out the trash or something. So the door would beep. Mm. I'd go in the basement door. I'd always leave out the basement door. So I would just leave that door open when I go out and not close it.
There we go.
So that I could creep on down there.
Yeah.
This go man. Out, come on back, sneak back.
Hey, I've always was like, why aren't my parents why are they just sleeping all through the night and not even like they won't walk, they won't sneak out the house now?
Yeah.
Now I can only imagine 10 years from now when McKinley's 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna give a damn. Hey, you leave out here, lock my doors.
Yeah, like, hey,
I'm asleep.
And something happened to you, I'm gonna whoop your ass.
That's it. Sleep is so vital right now, man.
It's more important than anything you got going on.
Where you going? You going to Costa Rica for the night? All right, just lock my door.
Don't bring
nothing
back illegal. Yeah. Lock that door.
Lock my door. Turn off the lights.
So, speaking on parenting, actually both of these is on parenting. We'll get Ja Morant out the way since he seems to be the highlight.
Oh, my goodness.
Of everything going on. As I'm sure y'all heard, Ja Morant, he's a NBA player, just recently signed a, what is it, $230-some million contract.
Yep.
This man been in the news nonstop, strip clubs, flashing guns in a state that he don't live in. He's, I don't know, fighting 17-year-olds. I don't know how long ago it was. He's been fighting other teams and trying to fight them after the games, fighting other teams. All right, that happens during the game, but after the game,
NBA,
NBA player.
He plays in the NBA.
Multi-millionaire.
After the game, the teams leave. They get in their separate buses and go.
Buses and Lambos if you home.
This man has his friends pull up to the opposite team's bus, gets out. Grown men in the NBA. Taunting the other team, come get some. What's up?
First of all, the Pacers, this is what happened to the Pacers. That's the wrong team. I don't care what generation.
True.
You don't pull up on the Pacers. Pick any other team you want to. You leave the Pacers and Pistons. The Pacers and Pistons, leave them teams alone.
Their history's always been real.
Hey, because look, they got. I ain't saying nobody's not real, but they got some real ones that play for both teams. It's like when they recruit, they be like, "Man, who's gonna ride for real?"
Who's gonna throw them hands?
Pacers and the Pistons. This is just some teams you just leave alone. But yeah, man, it's like it's. I'm like embarrassed for him because it. This is my take on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know nothing about this man. I don't know nothing about his family. I do know he's got both parents.
Well, we know. Go ahead.
Oh, no. His parents went to private school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both parents involved in his life. Because we say both parents, and like I said last time, some of the worst I know.
Yeah,
both parents. But this dude went to private school. You know, apparently his parents are doing something right, got him into the NBA. No, his talent got him there, but he had a strong support system.
And his dad is at every game.
Every single game.
Yeah.
Dad be showing up.
Yep.
I played basketball, ran track. My parents showed up to a meet or game a season. One. That's all I was getting out of them.
Yep.
But one of the I know. Look, this man's probably. I know he's probably pulling in money that his family's never seen before.
Yeah.
Which I get, but they got to understand. Especially his parents, especially his father and mother, his parents, like I just said, they got to understand that he's put in a position and got a lot of responsibility that he's probably not ready for. Yep. He's he's definitely not ready for it, but the fact that the stuff that he's doing,
yep.
If you got all of this coming in, you got all of this money coming in, they need to understand as mature people, as grownups, that you are putting all this at jeopardy.
How old is he?
Mid-20s. Now, he's not 30. He's 20, it's his third season. Don't get me lying.
That's what I'm, go ahead, you keep on talking, I'll look it up.
And they got to understand, yeah, you in jeopardy of losing all of this. You in jeopardy of losing your life. You playing the wrong game, the wrong type of games in the wrong places. Like, I was watching one thing, I think Shannon Sharp said, you know, if you out here flashing your money, somebody going to pull up and see how much money you got. You flashing a gun, somebody going, there's people out there silly enough to test whether you really about their life.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's a gangster, look, wealthy people, rich people don't say that they're rich or wealthy.
Oh, he's 23.
23. That's a lot of responsibility for a 23-year-old. Especially a 23-year-old that ain't truly from them streets, that had a support system. You know what I'm saying? If you was without one of your parents, or you had to grow up, you know, in a rough way, rough neighborhood, you had to work from a really young age, had to help your parent or whoever was helping you out, or even both of your parents, if they were scratching and surviving, couldn't make it, maybe you had to mature a lot quicker than other people at that age. But it don't seem like that's something that you had to do.
Yeah. This guy is unfortunately for men, we have to learn the hard way. So
a lot of men, we wired that way.
Yeah, we got to learn.
A lot of men are wired like
that. Something has to happen to
us. Hey, man, this is hot. Don't touch it. Man, see how hot it is. Yeah.
And then it's like, was that hot? Let me see. You got to do it again. I can relate to his situation, because I think out of my friends, well, I have different groups, but one group of friends I drew myself to, and I didn't belong. I ain't gonna say I didn't belong. I followed them down the wrong path.
Yeah. Oh, I did too.
I enjoyed it because
it was
the
fun.
Girls liked
yeah.
it. You got respect. And I mean, you build this, you end up becoming a man, or, you know,
what you take think no, is a man.
Yeah, what you think yeah. is a man. But for example, one of my friends, we would go out late at night, do whatever we doing. I would go home to a nice house, mm-hmm. mom, dad, go open my refrigerator,
Food,
everything.
Snacks.
This guy would go home and have nothing. Like, it's just his grandma there. And ain't nothing there for him to eat, nothing, blase, blase. How do I know this? Because sometimes if it got too late, I had to go home with him because I couldn't get back in my house. Uh-huh. And I'm like, damn, boy, you live like this? This is crazy. It ain't no way in hell.
And it ain't a hobby for him.
Yo, it ain't a hobby. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stuff we were doing, the things we were doing out there was, I'm like, oh, this is why he act this way. Because the house ain't right. Now, you go on my end, it's like, dang, and we got caught, and it's like, why are you doing this, Greg?
Yeah.
What is you up to? And I'm like, you know what? You right.
Yeah.
This is stupid. It took for me to get in certain situations several times, actually, before I realized what was happening. Now, at that time, I wasn't worth $200 million either. But
Imagine that kind of go ahead. Yes. I'm gonna let you finish.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So now you got a 23-year-old, famous 23-year-old, balling, and not just too long ago, was in high school.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah. You was in high school with these same guys. Mm-hmm. Oh man, you on top of the world. Yeah. He's
in the NBA with them same friends.
That's what I'm saying. So I think it's going to take something's going to happen, and then it's going to click to him like, oh, dang, I was risking it all. Because obviously his dad is not telling him, bro, what the hell are you doing?
It don't seem like it. He could have, but it don't seem like it. Because his dad seems like he's very involved. And like, again, a kid making that much money, is no telling if they are going to listen to anybody other than consequences. Hopefully he's already learned his lesson.
That's
hopefully
true.
He's already seen everything with the getting suspended, all this happened. His NBA career is far from done. Like they've had worse things happen with sports players. Trust me, these leagues care way more about the money that this athlete is going to bring in versus the well-being of anybody else. So his career definitely going to continue. But hopefully the stuff that he's went through recently is that, man, let me straighten up and fly right. Let me act like I got some sense.
To give you some context on a situation, he's in the strip club with his shirt off.
Where you pay people to undress. You doing it for free.
On his own live, he picks up his phone. He got his phone. You're in the club, picks up a gun. Now you in a commercial space.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get pat down. I don't know what's happening. But he pulls up. He's in the strip club and he shows his pistol or whatever, or whoever pistol it is.
Yeah.
But he picks the gun up, whatever, live, right? You're representing, obviously, your family and your friend, your parents or whatever, but you're an NBA player now. You can't be doing no foolishness like that.
You represent the team. You represent the organization of the NBA.
Yeah. I mean.
Most importantly, your family.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand I do understand being around your friends. And I mean, there's no limit to what. Feeling hype, you crunk,
right?
You feel good, but bro, this ain't at this point. How long he been in the league? 1-2 years now?
2 or 3.
At this point, you've had enough parties, you've been to enough clubs, you've experienced this high life. What's up with pulling your, I also blame his friends, whoever is around him. Y'all about to just throw the whole bag away.
That's what I was going to say. It's like you got if you got the money man making these decisions.
Yeah.
He's the reason that his friends is getting to go to the NBA games. He's the reason his friends is maybe he's, getting stuff for him. Maybe he's buying them cars, paying off whatever. He's the money man. Nobody's going to tell the money man no.
Yep.
The problem with that is if the money man, if part of your entourage are your people that need to be having your back for real, mm-hmm. which is, like I said, I don't know if he's got managers, he's got, you know, friends, but the wisdom should be coming, in my opinion, from his parents or whoever's there with him. If he's get Goose, you got $231 million, you like, Tank, I want you roll with me, blah, blah, blah. I'm going on tour. I want you to be there. All right, Goose, let's mm-hmm. do it. If I see you, because I'm of the age, that just comes with maturity and wisdom. If I see you out there messing up, doing whatever, being reckless, I'm going to be like, Goose, mm-hmm. you need to pull back, man. I know this is you. You're doing your thing, but this ain't a good environment. This ain't a good look.
Yep.
Let's pull back, because you are the money man. If I'm depending on you, I don't want nothing to happen to that. So I'm like, hey, pull back. But they're not thinking like that. Mm. They're thinking, let's go to the strip club. You got these guns. Let's roll up. Hey, let's roll over here. Oh, they talk smack during the game. Let's see what they do after the game. Yeah. You know how ignorance, like, things can happen. So we just seen some, I don't know what the situation was, but how quickly something can go south and people lose their life. Or even, Jai ain't even got to lose his life. Mm-mm. Somebody around him could lose his life. Guess who's the finger getting pointed at? Because don't nobody know, nobody over there but him.
Yep.
He got to realize that he is responsible for everything around him, whether he is or not. He at that club, he's flashing that pistol. That pistol go off, even if it ain't his pistol. Somebody else's, you hand it back to them. That pistol go off, your friend accidentally fire a bullet in the air and it hits somebody. Guess who's responsible? You are, because you're the only person that's known in that club.
Yep. I'm surprised ain't nobody done told this man this.
They could. It's no telling how many times did you have to learn your lesson.
Well, yeah,
Me, same here. Like, I did ignorant stuff, and it took me multiple times, but I didn't have no two. I knew the border. I knew the line to cross. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't never been arrested. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I ain't never been pulled over for doing nothing crazy. I knew what line to cross. However, I was not 23 with $230 some million.
Yeah.
But I know my parents were snatching out my ass quick as hell, no, regardless of how much money I was making.
Yeah. But I also do believe that any of my friends at any point in time, whether they made $1 million or $50, I would say, hey, bro, what is you doing?
Yeah.
Like, why are you, even if this is your pistol, why are you showing it on live? Man, thank you. That was one of the points I wanted to make. If you work at Home Depot with the shopping cart, pushing the shopping carts in there, you wouldn't get on live in your house and be, what's up, working at Home Depot,
right,
pushing carts. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that mass difference, every job in between NBA player and pushing carts at a grocery store, there comes to no point where you should be flashing.
Nah.
A pistol on your live.
And for what? I don't understand. It's like especially for the position that he's in. Maybe even for the age, but for the position he's in, it's such an immature approach. Like, what is that proving? Ain't none of y'all ever seen any gun that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't never seen my gun. Y'all know, y'all heard about them. Y'all heard me talk about them, but I ain't. Check this out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not something I'm going to do. Two, also, that's not the kind of attention I want. Like, I don't have the need. Me and you, anybody out there that's in there, has a family that they're responsible for, anything that they're responsible for, they think about those things. You know what I'm saying? It's like when dude pulled up at my house out of nowhere, and I saw where he lived, I had to think about the repercussions of my action. Let's say I did go up there and get the best of him, show him what it was about. He called the police.
Yep.
Now I'm pulled away from my family.
Yep.
Now I can't do these podcasts and these vlogs and make it and pull in money because I wanted to just show this dude what was up, because mm-hmm. he made me mad. That's the type, like, he needs to think this. You got this lavish life, but everything you do, you are putting that at jeopardy. That's hanging in the balance. That's always, for every action, there's an equal and greater to reaction. What is it? For every action, there's a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Equal and possibly greater reaction, whatever the saying goes. And it's like that. It's like, nobody, I don't know. Hopefully he done learned his lesson. Because I hate to see dude this young, this talented, got all this going for him. Come on.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's how we learn. Some type of consequence is going to happen. And then it's going to be like, oh, this shit is real.
Yeah.
This can really happen.
Yeah.
Because I know when my situations came about, it was like, they my friends, but they ain't in this jail cell.
Nah, exactly.
Ain't nobody come bomb me out.
That's the thing, like, a lot of people saying, you know, oh, he's stupid, he's this, he's that. Ain't none of us been 23 with $230 million. Imagine having reckless friends with an endless budget.
Yeah. That's where I say, you know, he obviously his choices are wrong, but the man don't know no different. His parents ain't seen no money like this. Ain't nobody around him seen this money like this. So, hey, do you know? And then you got, I forgot the other guy's name, the other NBA player talking about, man,
he messed his career up. Yeah. What's his name? Steven Jackson?
Yeah, man, do you. Don't worry about nobody else. Just do you.
So he could be like you.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. He gonna learn. Something's going to happen, and he going to be like, oh,
yeah,
this is what it is. We're speaking from being our age now.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's speaking from the age that they are now. Some people have been in that position
that
have spoke on it, but I ain't been in that position. I'm 41, and I still ain't in that position. Yeah. So it's like,
good luck to him. You would have gave me $100,000 at 23.
You gave me $10,000 at 23. I'd act like I got some sense. I ain't trying to lose none of this. You hear me? Hey, well, we'll give you $10,000 this month. All you gotta do, hey y'all, I'm chilling over here at the house. Hey, what you want to drink? I don't think I'm gonna drink nothing. I gotta stay in shape. I'm just gonna sit here at the house and
putting all this in my 401k. And totally fully vested. Wait.
Woo! Moving on,
Playboy.
Because we are fathers, and speaking of fatherhood and all this stuff, there's this dude. I know y'all done heard about him by now. He's got seven kids. Seven baby mamas.
But he let them know.
Now, this is what I will say. I don't think we need to play the clip, because y'all done heard it by now. He claims he let them know. I'm sure he didn't let them know how trash he was before they had sex.
That's true, because he said someone was just some jump off.
Yeah, the jump off. That's not a conversation, even with the quote-unquote jump off, that you having of, by the way, if you get pregnant, I don't want nothing to do with it. This need to be a consequence. And this dude goes on to talk about how he, we were both irresponsible and did that, but I ain't the one that had to carry a baby for 9 months, and I ain't the one going to take care of it. Don't rely on me for nothing. What I honestly think is one of these kids is going to get grown and do something to this man once they old enough. He talking about they've been trying to get a hold on. One of these kids going to find you, and I hope they do. And I hope it's a bad situation for
him. He got to worry about any of those kids. The government.
That's true, too.
They going to come find you and get that money up out you or put you in jail.
So
however it's going to go for
I don't
you.
Know. How does that work? Like, let's say he's not cooperating. This lady, she goes, I don't know how that goes to somebody that's not willing to participate.
They garnish your wage. So this is what happened.
But they first have to prove that he's the father.
Yeah, they're going to prove he's the father. You can.
I'm asking because I don't know.
I think it's court law to get DNA tests. You can get a DNA test from this dude.
Oh, okay. So, if that's the case, they just got to do.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they got to go through the ringer to get them and get it and all this other stuff. But friend of mine, her husband, well, ex-husband or whatever, he stopped working completely. He became a he went to barber school to learn how to become a barber so they couldn't take his wages. Cause they they were literally taking his check.
Like all of it?
Garnishing all his wages for his kids.
Was it back child support or something?
Back he owed back child support and current child support. Mm. So this man stopped working, went and became a barber.
So he can get paid off.
So he can they can't track his money. At all. So, and that's another thing. This
so
is
he
off,
take
this
his kids' goose?
No. This is off the subject.
Is that your boy?
No, it's a friend of mine. Yeah, I can't say.
Say, man, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't none of mine. I got some friends with some kids. They all take care of their kids, but I don't know why these still had these babies, man. Me. Anyway, side note, this is where they're going to catch all y'all with this digital currency. You think you making money on the side, but now eventually everything going to be digital.
It's a keystroke.
Yeah.
All right, man. Me right now.
Yeah.
He's making $8,000 a month. You are getting $7,000.
Yep. And you ain't even got to worry about paying her. They going to pay it for you. Take that up about your account. Yep, right there. Anyway, seven kids, seven different baby mamas. Yeah, he gonna have a rude awakening coming down the pipeline, especially if these girls have any type of sense of pursuing it. But, you know,
That's first of all, like, I ain't gonna sit here and try to think down the history of chicks I done been with, but I'm not going, even when I was running around, I wasn't about to do nothing with nobody that I didn't see, that I didn't think was that not responsible enough to, if we had to end up having a damn kid together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, I don't know, my morals were a little higher than that. That's just how I was. I was like, I wasn't wasn't no jump offs on my list for real. Ain't no jump offs on my list. It's like, I'm going to get to know somebody a little bit.
Yeah. I had some jump offs. I asked him.
No, you didn't.
I asked him.
You had no jump
offs. They all names were Melanie Goosey. She used to dress up with different wigs and stuff.
Role play.
Yeah. But I used a rubber every time until I was like, I don't mind getting this one here pregnant. If it happens, I was never that guy. I don't know. I do not understand it. How you can go out to a club, meet a person in the club, go home with them that night, and have sex raw dog.
Yeah.
Then
that's the thing. I take it back. It was a jump off too, but wasn't no unprotected sex coming from me.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Wasn't none.
But then
I was thinking like, maybe
but then was. Then coming these girls and be baffled how she gets pregnant, and then get mad at the female for wanting to have the baby. And you call yourself being a victim. You're not going to force a baby on me. This guy says.
That's what pissed me off.
You're not going to force a baby on me. Then he says, I know what I'm getting myself into because I ain't got the care of the baby. This ain't my problem. This your issue. You need to figure out. You need to choose your men more wisely so you won't be in this situation.
You don't know the situation you in because she can get pregnant, have a baby, and it's your baby.
I know there's some dirt. I know there's some old dirty ass folk out there.
Absolutely.
I know there's some. But this guy is, he's on a, man, okay. On this hand, if he tells like you were saying, 9 times out of 10, he meets somebody at the club. You ain't like, hey, what's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to have no kids, but we can have sex tonight. And if you get pregnant, I'm going to pay for the abortion, okay? That's tonight.
Right.
You and me, here's your other shot of liquor, my shot of liquor. We all coherent here. You understand? We understand this. You believe me? I believe you. You trust me? I trust you. If that happens,
mm-hmm.
and the young lady agrees, then, okay, she's... She done screwed herself up.
She know how trash he is.
She know how trash he is. Yeah. And, oh, yeah. And if he discloses, hey, I have 7 baby mamas, and I have 7. Well, if you got 7 baby mamas, you got 7 babies. I got 7 baby mamas.
You got some twins. It could be 7 baby mamas and 9.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yep. There we go. I got 7 kids, 7 different baby mamas. All right.
That he's talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If he discloses this to the 8th baby mama, that night at the club, because they about to have a one night, he about to get off in there. And she was like, oh, cool. Okay. And me.
Yeah.
Then okay, use dumb. Use just stupid. If you go about that way. But we all know it's not going down like that.
The jump off happened, they had each other's
numbers.
Yes. A couple months later, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant. No, I ain't about that. Yeah. No, I paid for abortion. Now what you talking about? I ain't got no abortion. Yeah. The fact that this man done went on the internet, put his face on the internet and said this stuff. I don't understand for any woman that saw this who would be willing to lay down with this dude after this.
I swear to y'all, man.
Like, you got to be.
If you're his 8th baby mama.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know now, today.
You better been out the country and not been had access to the internet if you end up his 8th baby mama.
Man. I have no remorse for you. No sympathy at all for you and whatever you go through with this guy. Because he said he's not going to be there. Oh.
Spiritually, mentally, physically.
Emotionally,
nothing.
Anything.
He said they trying to get a hold of me.
His baby mamas.
Access denied.
Have been trying to get in touch with him. He was like, they can't get in touch with me. Shit.
So that was my question. If he's completely unwilling.
Yep.
To participate, allow access to him to get DNA. Like, how do they go about doing it?
I could have sworn they do warrants out for your arrest.
They could. I don't know.
Yeah. I believe they do warrant.
They're
going to come get you eventually, somewhere down the line. Back child support. I mean, that back child support is there for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
How close together are these kids is my thing.
Man.
Now, how many?
They got to be.
How many females you raw dogging at?
He don't seem that. He didn't look that old either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, and then
like
he said.
Like I said, my morals was definitely much higher than. Now, I knew some dudes that was. One of my boys, I popped up over his house. I knew he was home. Knocked on the door. Didn't pick up. Later on that weekend, I think I hit him up. Like, hey, man, I came over here, man. You ain't been. He couldn't even remember. He said, man, which one did I have over here? Like, that's how many chicks he was running through. But it's just like, he wasn't round dogging like it. Like, come on, man.
I don't do your thing. But like you said, protect yourself. Why is this dude having 7 kids when there's, first of all, look, man, if you don't want any children, get a vasectomy.
That easy.
That
you get
easy.
A vasectomy. You ain't got to worry about none of this.
You ain't got to explain to them you don't want children. You can't have
them. You can say you can give them a kid and it ain't happening.
Goodness. That'll probably. Like, baby, I want you to have my babies. You probably get it faster that way. Shoot. Like, just be
get
shooting
you a vasectomy.
Blanks.
You ain't got to worry about none of this.
And be shooting blanks. Man. Well, you know what? I'm glad this came out because women, you need to see this and understand this type
Absolutely.
Of person exists out there. Like, there's guys that's going to get you pregnant and don't give it because they don't give a damn about you.
They can put the time in.
Apparently, he has some type of sense, right? Because he says, oh, man, this is some jump off. I don't respect her. This
right.
dead blase blase. So he has some type of logical thinking. He's not trying to have babies with some old random chick.
Right.
But you can go raw dog in a random chick.
Just make sure you ain't a random chick if you out here messing with these dudes. Because this is how trash they can be.
Woo-wee. That's a whole.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I can head to something else I wanted to.
Is it about him?
Nah.
There was something else I wanted to say about this dude, man.
I mean, we can't say enough about this dude.
Yeah, you can't. Awesome. Anyway, okay. Well, let I'm gonna close this one out then. Women. Let me close this out right here now. You have to, as much as you feel like you can change a man, it's gonna be really up to him to change. Yeah, so yeah, I can see yeah. a girl being just naive about the situation. He's just troubled. I can fix him. He needs this. Yeah. He needs that.
He can at only this change point, himself.
Yeah. At this point, this man cannot be changed. Okay. So if a man tells you he doesn't want to have children, no matter how much money he has, how many abs he has, no matter what type of car he's driving, take him on his word and don't mess with this dude.
Yeah.
Period. Just go. As soon as he says something ignorant like this talking about, I don't want no kids, I don't want no relationship. Look, it's just this, it's that. Shout it. Like, if a dude comes to you and say, I'll pay for the abortion. Like, I don't even know when you even have that conversation.
Nah, he didn't have that conversation before sex. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Don't, just let it go, man.
If somebody let show you they trash, believe them.
Let them go. Please. I ain't gonna have no sympathy for you, even though, you know, me having sympathy for you really don't matter. Like, you really ain't gonna give a damn what I think. I'm just, I need to let you know what I think.
Yeah.
You dumb as hell. If you deal with a guy that talks like this, that puts himself out like
this. That you know this like is beforehand.
That you know, yes. Yeah. That you know, he tells you. And you still get pricked. You still let this dirty boy do this to you. Oh, yeah. You trash. Complete. You trash. On top of him being trash, y'all
that's
both just, trash.
That's Goose trying to coach y'all to not make these kind of mistakes. Because he cares.
Man, I love y'all. I'm going to have the same talk with my babies when they of age.
They going to be little like, here goes
Daddy. I'm going to save this video.
Uncle Tank right now. Here y'all go again.
Man, this is, you can't even be mad at, I'm not mad at him. No.
Oh, I am.
The eighth baby mama, the ninth baby mama, whoever he deals with next.
That dude, he's a trash dude.
The employer, if he works somewhere, y'all need to fire
him. Yes, fire this dude. Y'all see y'all got this trash dude working for y'all? If he's selling drugs, whoever his connect is, don't give him nothing else.
If you driving Uber, disconnect his account. Yeah,
right now. He see a face pop up. Oh, I'm canceling that ride.
He don't give a damn about nothing. But so go ahead.
This was a debate at the house this past weekend. We sitting there talking, and it was two people from the West Coast, from California, born and raised. Mm-hmm. Me and Angel, of course, not somebody else from East Coast. Two other people from the East Coast. And we found out this is a regional thing, because I know y'all hear us talk on here, and I've heard people say they don't like this term. The term female, you know, have you ever heard of the term or word female being used in a derogatory or negative way when referring to a woman?
No, but yes, but. You know, when you listen to certain podcasts and they say something like,
I'm talking about from where you from.
No.
Me either. Uh-uh. So apparently, both in New York and out here in California, female is another word for the B word.
Oh, so if you say, man, this female talking all this.
There was people from here, from California, that said, the word female they've never been heard it used in a positive way. So then Angel was saying that she got into a debate with some other people. It was like, you can't say female because it's derogatory. And Angel was like, how? She said, they were like, well, you call a dog a female. She was like, and human beings are male and female. I don't understand how that's negative. But these people are from the California, I can't even say East Coast, in New York, West Coast in New York. And that's when we were sitting there talking. It's like, it's got to be a regional thing.
That is.
Because we say female and we talk. In fact, you come to my family reunion and be like, hey, man, she wants to hang out. I'm like, all the females is in the house. I ain't calling the women in my family bees.
That's what I'm saying. They have.
It's a regional thing.
They have to be talking about in certain situations. They can't be talking about what you just said.
Here's the thing. They said, no, this young lady specifically said, it turns her stomach when she hears the word female. Dang. If I'm sitting there talking, I'm like, hey, do you remember the female that I used to work with? She thinks I'm going to be saying, you remember the bitch I used to work with? Because it's the same thing. So I said, if somebody means B in a negative way, regardless if they say female, lady, chick, whatever, it's going to be met in a negative way. You know what I'm saying? Like, but hey, for them can't believe this woman right here cut me off. You know I don't mean woman.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. But at least they had the courtesy to say woman.
Yeah, so then another person was saying, because Angel was like, I've never heard a guy say male? Use female as that word. They were like, oh, because they mask it when you're around. And Angel was like, what? So that's the point that Angel was making. They wouldn't need to mask it. I would know if they mean B, they would have just said B, regardless of what word they used in place of it. It's like, hey, man, these ninjas is crazy. You know they don't mean ninjas as in people that throw stars and got katanas. You know what I'm saying? So, and I realized that's like me and Greg from the South. All right, chick, female, that means lady. Young lady, old lady, whatever the lady means. That means woman. If we mean in a derogatory way, we just going to say.
Yeah.
You
acting like a
If it's a hoe, we just going to say.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing that threw me off is in California, I did notice this, how dudes throw the word around like they not even meaning in a negative way. That's just how they be referring to women. For instance, we be in the gym. We working out. I'm working out with some West Coast dudes. They look always like, hey, y'all see them bitches over there working out? And I'm like, what? That threw me off. I was like, huh? Like, yeah, the one in the red, that bitch over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is how y'all talk? Like, that was... threw me way off. Again, I'm from the South. I wasn't used to that. When you throw B out, that's like you mean it in the most derogatory way possible. You might as well say,
like, mad at somebody.
Yeah, nah, he didn't even know him. He's like checking them out. We would have been like, hey, man.
Look at them girls.
Look at them girls. Look at them females. Look at them, not in a bad way.
But look at that dad over there, boy.
Yeah, look at that right there, boy. See the fat. But yeah, so that's what I was like. Just in the comments, understand the vernacular we speak with where we from, and it come off completely different to you. If it's something like that, just understand it. It's a regional thing. Like, hearing these conversations this past weekend, it threw me off the fact that people see female as negative or derogatory or whatever. I never understood that.
Well, females. I can't even.
I've never heard of it used negatively like that.
Nah.
Person was like, well, that's because you wouldn't know because they mean it. No, but in the context of speaking, they would have just said B. Or if they meant B, regardless of what they used in place of B, I would have known that that's what they meant.
And to me, if it is a derogatory term, using it rather using is to me being courteous.
Yeah,
you rather me just say
this is the example I gave where I'm from. We say cuz a lot.
Yeah,
we say cuz, what's up cuz, hey cuz, what's up. Hey, yeah. Cuz, we just use cuz. Me moving to the West Coast to California, I knew I couldn't throw cuz out like it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's gang affiliated. Some I don't know who I'm talking to. They may take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So that's why I started saying fam so much.
Mm.
But just know, every time y'all hear me say fam, that was cuz.
Mm.
But because I'm in a different region. But this is the other thing that confused me about the whole female thing.
Mm.
That's an actual scientific term.
Yeah.
Woman, lady, female.
Leave it up to black people to do this to the vocabulary.
Absolutely.
We, black for some people, reason.
Don't
we,
get me started on us.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't get me started on us. Everybody got to have the same opinion.
Ain't no other race having any issues. Maybe the Latinos or whatever, because, you know, we kind of the same folk, but. Ain't nobody worried about you calling somebody a female, male. Man, y'all
female.
Say,
what you say, what you say about guys? You don't so call guys males, you say dudes. They don't say gentlemen. You see them gentlemen over there? No, you say, look at them dudes. Or what's, straight up, look at them over there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so what? If you don't know the lady's name, or the group of women, you don't know them, what do you call them? You just say women. Oh, those women aren't.
I guess women, I don't know what they would expect.
But females is
but
just.
But female, apparently in California, maybe in other states. I know they said definitely.
Females.
The people I was talking to, definitely in the West Coast and New York, female is that's a no-go. I never heard of it being. And we had somebody else from Houston, they was like, I ain't never heard of it being negative. Me and Angel.
I can see this. If there's something going on, if there's a situation happening and I'm explaining, let's just say I'm explaining to a cop, this girl just tried to steal something off of my merch table. And I say, yeah, you know, and this female trying to steal stuff off my, and this female trying to do that, it's this amount of feeling behind it of me seeing that she might be offended when I could say this young lady was trying to steal from me versus this female. Female,
man, I
was just trying to make it work. I can't even make it work.
It don't register to me that way. I couldn't. I was trying to let you get it out. Yeah, but
I was trying to no. I'm calling. If I don't know your name and I call you a female, which you are.
Yeah, and I said, rest assured, when y'all hear me say female, B is nowhere tied to it. That don't register with me. I said, if you hear somebody from the South, well, Midwest say female, they mean female. Just that and nothing, no slang or whatever, this new age that's coming out, nothing else behind it.
Mm-hmm. Female.
Anyway.
I was trying to make it work.
We both said it during. I was like, I want to bring that up because that threw me off.
Also, it seemed like you're about to close.
Yeah.
We have this monitor in front of us so we can see ourselves.
Oh, if y'all see us glancing down?
Yeah, I can see myself. But look. I got my knees out, man. You see that?
You got some skin showing?
I got some skin showing. They out there, boy. Some damn kneecaps.
Are they dry?
They dry.
I see some cracking. Yeah, some cracking.
Y'all can't see it, though, in the camera.
There's some jerkins around. All right, fam. Hey, hope y'all enjoyed it. Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
Man, you can catch me on IG at GOOLZBY. Building with Goose on YouTube, and you can buy my merch at reppedmerch.com.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ann on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ann on the Book, and TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. And you can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check it out. And the scented version is coming out maybe Friday. But look on the website for it. Anyway, holler back at y'all, your family. Y'all have a good one.